Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Human beings, we need more training in our basic social skills. There's absolutely no guidelines for handshakes. You don't need people too strong, too weak. Sometimes they give you the three-quarter handshake, just the fingers. Early release, late release. Sometimes people will dispute your release. You've let go, they're hanging on. I have actually said to people, hey, the handshake is over. Too many pumps coming in too high, too sweaty from too far away.
Is the handshake over, perhaps, as Jerry Seinfeld suggests there? With a year and a half of social distancing under our belts, might have we have forever changed how we greet people? Are fist and elbow bumps here to stay instead of handshakes? Oh, God. And what of kisses and hugs in countries where physical contact has had long-standing significance? Well, I'm joined now by an international panel. Greetings from afar to everyone. Let us first head to France and John Litchfield. Bonjour, Jean.
Good morning.
Who kisses in France and who shakes hands in the normal course of events pre-pandemic?
Oh, it's a complicated question. That sounds like a simple one. I think the bees or the little peck on the cheek was very much a girl-to-girl, woman-to-woman and woman-to-man thing, and men occasionally, but that was more likely a handshake if a group of men met each other. So it's complicated. You know, you might get a group of people meeting, partly handshaking, partly giving each other little pecks on the cheek. And it changes very much also with region, with the age of the people, with social class. For instance, in Paris, it used to be normal to give just a peck on each cheek. In other parts of France, it could often be three bees. In Normandy, where I often live, it's four. And if you get that wrong, people might get sort of rather miffed, thinking you've not given their full quota of little pecks on the cheek. So it's a bit of a minefield for foreigners, especially if they don't understand the codes.
And it was an actual peck on the cheek. Contact was made, or was it an air kiss?
Oh, no. Absolutely a peck on the cheek. I don't think air kisses were counted at all. You had to make contact.
Okay. So how did the French adjust then to the pandemic?
Well, you don't see the bees very much. I think young people who are a little sort of resistant have been resistant to the social distancing measures and the social controls. Are some of them insisting on still continuing with the bees? Old people have shifted to more the elbow pump, I think, than the fist pump in France. I'm actually in the centre of France, in Cantal, in the Auvergne at the moment, and I saw a group of young women taking leave of one another yesterday evening in a cafe terrace, and some of them were still giving the bees. Others were kind of tugging the hair of their friends at the back, just a short tug, nothing painful, and that seemed to be a kind of, I'm not sure how widespread that is, it's the first time I've seen it.
Tugging their hair? Explain that to me.
Tugging it, taking a lock of hair and just pulling it, as I say, just a goodbye gesture. So there was a physical contact, but it wasn't breaking the rules of no bees and no handshakes. So,
where on earth did that come from, John? Have you any idea?
I've never seen it before, but the way they were doing it seemed to be something that had become, whether locally or nationally in France, maybe a temporary custom that's taken effect, so as to say, yes, you know, we still make contact when we meet, we still make contact when we leave, but we don't do the old thing because we're told it's dangerous.
The handshake had its own set of rules in France as well, duration and strength particularly.
Yes, and you can imagine, you know, if you've got six young or older French people, men, for instance, meeting each other, the handshakes could sometimes go on for quite a while, you know, because each one would have to shake hands with everyone else. You couldn't have a sort of, you know, a sort of cursory handshake of a couple of people. It had to be everyone felt that they were included. I was once in one of the more dangerous parts of the French Paris in the suburbs of Bonnieu. I was introduced to a group of young men in their late teens who were of African, North African origin, but very French in all their other manners, spoke French fluently. And, you know, they insisted on shaking hands with me one by one. There was no question of me avoiding one single member of the gang. So that again has gone for the time being. Will it come back? I suspect it will. Maybe it's the younger people who are kind of insisting on preserving it.
All right, okay. Aching to get back to the old ways. Let's move to Italy and buongiorno Manuela Spinelli, who, of course, most of us would remember as being Giovanni Trapattoni's translator during his time on the Hi. Irish football team. How are you, Manuela?
I'm good. A bit hot, to be honest. I'm in Italy at the moment and we're struggling with the heat.
Of course you
which
are.
Which probably Irish people don't want to hear right now.
Italians are obviously very famous for robust and personal space invading warm greetings. How has the pandemic changed things?
You see, I love the way you already call it personal space invading.
Few bad experiences, but we'll move on quickly.
I can just imagine. It has certainly changed. And, you know, I'm in Lombardy, which is the region that was absolutely most affected by COVID. Generally, Italian people are extremely physical, and at times, as you say, at the risk of coming across as rude, I suppose, to other culture, we like to shake hands, we like to kiss, just like the French. But I think the difference between how you approach a person is more one of formality and informality. So John is right in the sense that it's a minefield. It is in Italy as well, but it's more of formal, informal, rather than region class work. But, you know, we're less classist than the French, I guess.
Okay, so the informal would be a bear hug right up to the formal, which is quite a straightforward handshake.
Yeah, absolutely. And as John was saying, it's important in a formal situation, it's absolutely important that you acknowledge every single person you have in front of you, and therefore you acknowledge them by shaking hands individually, which perhaps in Ireland we wouldn't necessarily do. And in an informal situation, you know, if I meet a friend, before the pandemic, if I met a friend, I would literally hug and kiss and, you know, you name it. And the hug could last from 1 second to a minute, mm-hmm. depending on how friendly I want to be.
And are Italians just waiting to get back to that now, or do you think any underlying behaviours are going to have changed?
Well, certainly in Lombardy, we are all very detached at the moment from any sort of physical contact. And even now, you know, despite the fact that most people are vaccinated, if I meet a friend, I will look at them and say, should we hug or should we not hug? And it's a decision that's actually agreed upon. So it kind of defeats the whole purpose of expressing your feelings and your emotions, which is very, 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 very much part of the Italian culture.
Okay, so basically you can't wait to get back to bear hugging unsuspecting Irish journalists, whether they want it or not. Manuela, thank you very much. Stay with us, though, because I want to go to Sao Paulo in Brazil, where Tom Hennigan, Irish Times South American correspondent, plies his trade. Hola, Tom. How are you?
Bom dia, Philip.
So tell me, first off, the difference, please, between the Hispanic cultures and the Portuguese cultures. Are the greetings more or less the same?
More or less the same. You might call it invasion of personal space. That would be the general rule in much of the region. It varies from country to country. So in Argentina, where I used to live, there would be more Italian pecks on the cheeks, even between men that wouldn't know each other that well, might have met once or twice. Brazilian men, it's much more of a bear hug type culture, particularly once you've met them once or twice. They'll have a full hug, fist clasp, bring you in, pats on the back, pat on the head.
And what has the pandemic substitute been, Tom?
Mainly the fist bump. There was an attempt really to get the elbow bump off the ground, but it has become the fist bump in Brazil. Definitely it's the one that's won out and is still being used, but it's beginning with the rollout of the vaccines. People are beginning to wonder, like, oh, can I go back now to a hug? Can I go back to kissing? Particularly amongst groups of close friends or family where people know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't.
And in those more distanced groups, is there any sign that the fist bump might replace the handshake, or are they just, again, waiting for a return to normality?
waiting for a return to normality. There's no way that's going to replace anything down here. It's just so alien to how South American culture is. There's not a chance of it replacing anything. They're waiting to get back to how it was.
Okay. Tom, thank you very much. Going to the Middle East now and to Beirut and Hannah McCarthy, a journalist there. Marhaba, how are you, Hannah?
Hi, Philip. How's it going? Marhaba.
Very interesting mix of cultures in Beirut, because you would have the French Maronites who would be kissing each other, and then you would have Muslim cultures who would be a lot more restrained. What do they do when they meet each other?
Yeah, sure. So it's a bit of a minefield. So I guess if you're meeting someone who's Muslim, typically opposite genders don't actually greet. So from that perspective, you know, COVID's kind of been business as usual. You know, it's a kind of nod or a bit of a kind of an acknowledgement, you know, maybe how people in the country in Ireland might, you know, do a bit of a kind of hand up blessing and a small nod, something like that. But within genders, so I mean, if, you know, two Muslim men were meeting, it would be, you know, a real grasp of the shoulders, three kisses. And again, you know, Lebanese women, they love to kind of like, you know, give a big bear hug, and, you know, particularly grandchildren are often kind of enveloped in multiple kisses.
But where a Christian woman meets a Muslim woman and they don't necessarily know each other, which culture ends up dominating?
They often might go, I mean, they probably do just a kind of gesture. And it depends whether they know each other or not, because, I mean, people, especially my age, it would probably be almost a more American style greeting. You know, you just hug someone and might give them a peck on the cheek, because, again, Lebanese culture, it varies so much. Like, for younger people, it's almost more of an American style greeting.
And how have the Lebanese been with pandemic distancing?
So I would say they're not particularly maybe rule abiding on that front, and the kind of approach from the government has been more to just ban events rather than, you know, kind of rely on people to have to kind of socially distance. So, you know, during Ramadan, there was a curfew, big dinners were banned, religious gatherings were banned, rather than trying to kind of have people modify their behavior.
Okay. All right. I'm afraid no time for any more. Hannah McCarthy, thank you very much, though, for joining us from Beirut, and John Litchfield and Tom Hennigan and Manuela Spinelli as well from all around the world. That was an interesting little whistle-stop tour.